Blog Talk Radio.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. And cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this
ready. Thanks for joining tonight's show. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And on Relationships 360 Degrees, my guests and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain enriching, positive, long-lasting relationships. And tonight, we're helping you to set aside those differences you have with your in-laws in order to create a joyous holiday season with your family this year and in the years ahead. And here with advice on how to survive the holidays, and not just survive the holidays, but enjoy the holidays with your in-laws, is Steve Cooper, co-founder of Hitch Magazine. He is also the editor-in-chief. Hitch Magazine is a service and lifestyle online magazine for married couples. Steve, thanks for being with us during this busy holiday season.
Oh, my pleasure. Hi, Tiffany.
Hello. And it's just such a pleasure to have you on the show. Of course, your magazine is dedicated to marriage, so this topic is very, very appropriate for you as, you know, married couples look to gear up to spend the holidays with their in-laws. But I was curious as to what inspired you to start Hitch Magazine.
Sure. So I grew up in what I considered a very healthy, stable family. Both parents are still happily married. You know, growing up, you hear that 50% divorce rate statistic all the time, which, by the way, is not true. But anyways, I grew up and all my friends around me, their parents were together. And long story short, I went away to college, and it seemed to that every person I came into contact with in college came from divorced parents. And I was going to school, doing journalism with my major. And I then just started thinking about what the resources were out there for people who are married. And, you know, it didn't take long for me to dig in and realize there's not much, actually, until something's already broken. There's not a lot of ongoing, dedicated marriage resources out there. That particularly that aren't backed by like some sort of religious organization. There are resources there, but for somebody who's looking for just a secular resource, there wasn't much out there, and specifically there were no magazines. So I thought, you know, that might be something I could do. And the more research I did, the more I found how much healthy, happy marriages can have such a major trickle-down effect into all facets of life. And so that's kind of where it started.
That is great. And tell us about the co-founder, which is obviously not here tonight, but tell us about, you know, the person that founded the magazine with you.
Sure. So my co-founder, Gabriel LaFrancois, he is a lifelong friend of mine, and it's actually kind of a funny story. So we grew up together, and I've known him. My wife calls us the Sandbox Crew because we've known each other since we were little kids playing in the sandbox. I was away up in San Francisco going to college. He was in Southern California and at Long Beach State. And one night I gave him a call, and we were talking, and I just, out of the blue, just kind of said, hey, you know what, this sounds ridiculous, but I don't even know what your major is. What are you majoring in? And he told me that he's also majoring in journalism. And so when he told me that, I said, hey, I have this idea. And so I told him the idea, and from that point on, he was like, I'm in. Let's do it. And so we started working on it while we were in college, and we didn't actually launch anything for probably 5-6 years later before we actually got the website up and running. But yeah, so that was the start of his involvement. And so we each tackle our responsibilities now. And so, yeah, it's worked out really well. I know a lot of people are a little frightened of working with friends or people that they're close with because it might ruin the relationship. But for us, it's worked really well. So.
Yeah, speaking of relationships, and, you know, make me an honorary member of the Sandbox Crew. I also majored in journalism as well. And I did mention that I am a relationship enthusiast, so, you know, you just kind of marry the two together. And, yeah, it sounds like, you know, we do have some things in common, Steve. So, again, it's just great to have you on the show. Obviously, both of our goals is to help build healthy marriages for sure. I'm actually divorced. My parents were divorced, that kind of thing. So I kind of have a little bit of the same kind of backstory as did. So that's very, very interesting that we share that. In terms of the magazine, Hitch Magazine, it's an online magazine. It's geared towards married couples. What kinds of articles, resources can our listeners find on the website or in the online magazine? Can you give us the URL for that? That would be great as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So the URL is hitchedmag.com.